Thank you for calling Aetna's dedicated provider service center to improve our service. Your call will be monitored and recorded. By continuing with this call, you understand, accept, and agree that the information communicated by Aetna is not an offer of payment, does not guarantee coverage or payment, and is subject to all benefit plan terms and conditions, including member eligibility at the time of service. Please say or enter your MPI or tax ID. Sorry. Just a moment. Thanks, I found your record. Let's get started. Say, claims, or press 1, coverage and benefit. Claims, please say or enter the patient's Aetna ID. One moment, please. You entered ID 10203. Now, enter or say the patient's date of birth. One moment, please. The patient is
Wendy Brewer.
Correct? Please enter or say the date of service. Before speaking to a representative, please enter or say the date of service and listen to the claim. In order to service your call, please enter or say the date of service. Okay. Next time, please have the date of service ready so the representative can more efficiently service your call. As our customer, your opinion is important to us. You may have an opportunity to give us feedback on today's call. Please stay on the line after the call to answer a short survey. Okay. Please hold while I transfer your call.
If you are a provider that submits claims using form HCFA or CMS 1500, press 1. Otherwise, please stay on the line.
Thank you for calling Aetna. My name is May, and I'll be the customer advocate for today. Please note that there will be a quick survey after the call, and you may check benefits, eligibility, and claims to ability.com. May I have your name and your best callback number?
Hello, good morning. This is Bunny here. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How about you? How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking. I'm calling from provider's office. And I'm looking for fax number and mailing address to send a fax because we got denial regarding our one patient's claim. So it stated we missed the TFL, it's a timely filing limit. So we want to send appeal on this case. So are you able to provide me fax number or mailing address?
Oh, sure. But first, we need to validate the account for me to sure if we handle the patient. So first, Bunny, may I know your best callback number for my documentation?
Sure, it's 718-304-7355.
Mm-hmm. Alright, thank you for that. And may I know the provider tax ID or MPI?
Sure, give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8743-79192. It's a tax ID.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the name?
Southeast Michigan Interventional Pain Specialists.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And next, may I know the member name?
It's for Wendy Brewer with the date of birth October 6, 1970.
All right, sure. Thank you. Give me one moment.
Sure.
All right. So yes, as for check-in here, we handle the patient. So you mentioned earlier you need the fax and mailing address for appeal.
Correct.
Give me one moment. All right. So for our appeal mailing address, so this is for participating provider. That is PO Box 14835, Lexington, Kentucky 40512.
Could you please provide me zip code one more time?
40512.
Let me
confirm.
It's a PO Box 14835, Lexington, Kentucky 40512.
Yes, that is correct.
I need fax number as well.
Yes. For the fax number, you may use 860-900-7995.
All right, got it. So thank you so much for helping us. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.
So thank you for allowing me to assist you today. And let me provide you our call reference number. So that is 256-614-241.
Got it.
And before we end our call, Bonnie, do you still have time as well to take a 3-question survey about the service I provided on our call?
All right. Thank you so much for helping us. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now. Stay safe.
Okay, sure. So thank you for allowing me to assist you. Bye for now. Thank you.
Bye for now. Bye.